It wasn't until Claudia Lopez's 6-year-old son returned from a trip to El Salvador that she noticed his strange blinking.
He looks so bad on nighttime when we put him on bed. He looks really scary. His eyes starting blinking. His hand starting shaking.
So Lopez took her son, Jonathan, to his primary care doctor, who speaks English, but only a little bit of Spanish.
It's really hard sometimes for people go to the clinic or go to see a doctor, and when they don't speak your same language, it's really hard for us.
It's hard because communicating important health information is a challenge, even when there is no language barrier.
When a family does not speak English as their primary language or speak English at all, that there are disparities in care.
Carl Cuban is chief of the Division of Child Neurology at Boston Medical Center. When he and other doctors talk about disparities in care, they mean some people don't get the diagnosis or the medical treatments that they should or could. For example, a recent study published in the journal Pediatrics found that Latino children are diagnosed with autism on average 2.5 years later than white children.
That is perhaps maybe the most flagrant example that we know of so far. But we have indications that the same sorts of disparities occur in children who have epilepsy and in children who have intellectual disabilities.
The study found multiple reasons for disparities in autism diagnosis, including a lack of access to primary and specialist care, and the perception among providers that the Latino population is not well educated about autism. That worries pediatric neurologist Alci Torres. He's the director of International and Hispanic Services at Boston Medical Center. Torres says the study also found that only 1 in 10 pediatricians perform recommended screenings for autism in Spanish.
All of these things interfere with the ability to provide adequate medical care.
Originally from Ecuador, Torres worked with Cuban to develop what they say is the only bilingual pediatric neurology clinic in Massachusetts. The majority of patients at Boston Medical Center are not native English speakers, so Cuban says having doctors fluent in multiple languages is one way to increase the quality of care. The service opened in August and includes clinics in East Boston, Fitchburg, and North Andover. Cuban says there is up to a 2-month waiting list for some of the clinics.
Mira, Jonathan, ven acá. Ya terminamos. Esto es lo último. Ven acá.
One of Dr. Torres's patients is Jonathan, the 6-year-old boy with the strange blinking.
So Jonathan is a little boy that has a seizure disorder. When I met him, he had the diagnosis of ADHD and tics.
But Torres suspected misdiagnosis. He didn't think the eye blinking was the result of tics, so he ordered a test that confirmed Jonathan had seizures. After some trial and error with medicine, Jonathan is now seizure-free. Torres says being able to take a history of the patient in Spanish made a huge difference in properly diagnosing Jonathan.
I had in the history heard that there were some other episodes at night in which he was woke up and was a little bit confused, and so I said, I think we need to look at this in a different way.
But Torres says addressing disparities in medical care requires more than just knowing a person's language. It entails making sure the patient understands what the doctor is saying so that they can follow through with treatment.
There are patients that are not familiar with the medical terms or the medical vocabulary, and they might confuse medications. The stickers on the bottles, for example, are not bilingual, and the pharmacy might not be bilingual, and so there are many pieces.
For Torres, providing adequate medical care means being accessible to his patients. He says he's almost always on call. Jonathan's mother, Claudia Lopez, appreciates this. She says it's this type of access to a doctor that keeps her and her husband from moving back to Arkansas, where her parents and siblings live.
We are really happy to work with Dr. Torres because he's a really nice doctor. He's speaking English and Spanish. That is a good thing for us, for Latin people, you know.
Having a bilingual doctor is a really good thing. It's one effective way to cure a language barrier. Ibi Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.